adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Patton Oswalt and Brian Posehn here tonight. Thank you. Two funny, funny, hip, attractive comedians currently working the L.A. scene. How's it going, gentlemen?
Good.
Great to have you. Man.
It's good to
be here. Super fun.
Great. It's fantastic. These guys are
funny. We're attractive.
They're funny, funny guys.
Very attractive, man.
A laugh a minute.
I'm about to say, there's not much that's good about the radio, but one is just calling everyone attractive.
Theater of the mind.
They can never really call you on it.
No, you're
and,
right.
Yeah, you've seen these guys on TV. And
so you know Adam's lying.
Well, no. I'll tell you why. Because I'm sitting here in person. I'm looking at, across the console, a couple of good-looking, funny guys that are currently on the L.A. scene.
On the L.A. scene? Into the Sunset Strip with...
They're making the L.A. scene doing their own brand of attractive comedy. They're good-looking comedians, and they're currently on the L.A. scene.
What's happening?
Great to see you guys. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
Drew, you know these guys are funny and good-looking,
right?
They're
funny, and very attractive.
And they're dear friends of the show.
Friends of the show. Is this 1943?
Dear friends,
are we going to sell war bonds later?
Hey, give me another Chesterfield cigarette, would you, Drew?
I'd rather fight than switch.
You can find both of them doing some voiceover work on our beloved Crank Yankers, as well as Patton on King of Queens. And Patton also has a new comedy CD out. Where it's called Making the L.A. Scene.
It's Making the L.A. Scene.
Doing my own brand of attractive comedy.
23 Skidoo.
It is out as we speak, and if we find something that's funny and clean, and they're not often the same thing.
I think there's one track.
We will hear about 6 seconds one
thanks,
track.
Good night.
Yeah, exactly. You go, how you folks doing? And then you've immediately got to cut it off.
All right, so we'll get the how
you. As I say the C word 17 times.
So, and we're, by the way, it says Patton here is going to be performing at the John Kerry benefit.
And
I'm
so is
be
Brian.
There too.
Oh, you're going to be there too.
In Washington, or where is it? Out here?
Here at the Knitting Factory next Wednesday the 7th.
The one on Hollywood there?
Hollywood Boulevard.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was seeing that they did one, I think maybe while you're out of town, at the Disney Center over there, the new one.
Yeah,
it was like Neil Diamond and Babs was there, and a lot of heavy hitters. And then Issei Morales. You know what I mean? It's like Tom Cruise... Barbara Streisand, Issei Morales, and I realize he's quickly becoming the Byron Allen of the Latino community. You know what Byron Allen is to the blacks? I think Issei may be.
He's the Latino that whites can agree on.
That's right, right. And you know, I have this theory about Byron Allen that I could do it. I could spend it. And you guys,
I'd love to hear it.
Really, you know,
he's actually
comedians working the LA.
He's five he's white attractive. Men. Actually, he's made out of five white men.
He's attractive,
and he actually is a good looking.
And
guy.
Making the scene,
yeah. He does the interviews with like Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, and I don't think any of them know who he is. But he comes up and gives them the big handshake with the half a hug, and they're like, great to see you again, Tommy. And he's like, great to be back. And then they just start the interview. I don't know how it works. I don't know if you've ever seen that show, but I don't know anyone who likes Byron Allen. I just see celebrities that are scared that they don't remember him.
Right,
that's
right.
Why they do
it's
it.
That's a good strategy, really. When you're I'd fall for that every time.
We got to get him as a booker.
Maybe he's
on
like
the show.
A human chain letter. Like if you break, you know, if you don't do an interview with him, then you have 7 years bad luck. In
yeah,
your
like we talked to Byron. We talked to the black guy's name we can't remember before we did the Samurai movie. It worked out okay.
Yeah, okay.
We better talk to him about the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah, smart.
There you go.
All right, we'll take some phone calls. We'll hear some stuff. And who's going to be at this Kerry rally, by the way?
Gordon Lightfoot will be performing.
That's great.
Brian's going to do his bubble magic.
The lady who played Pinky Tuscadero is going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That lady.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And Leather Tuscadero's voice double.
Oh, really?
The girl who did her voice singing on the show. Yeah, it's very exciting.
I'll tell you, Pinky and Leather Tuscadero are two celebrities I put into I Think I Could Hump Now. You know what I mean? Because I have
that's
a
not really, you know, they're in a category with Abe Vigoda and Ed Asner too.
They're in there. They're all in the hopper. I'm just saying, and you guys must have this too, which is that at a certain point, you know, you were 13 years old, you were 9 years old, you were 15, you were high school, you had zits, you were a mess, you were watching these people on TV. There's no way they would have ever had sex with you. But time marched on. Your star got a little bit brighter. Now we've all risen to C/maybe D celebrity, but they're down. You know, we crossed at a certain point. They've been inching down for a while. We've been inching up. I don't know when I crossed Leather Tuscadero. Could have been 6-8 years ago.
What a nihilistic view on sex you have. It's just time the Avenger. Is that your whole...
That's a numbers game.
Yeah.
Cross is where you get to have sex. That's where you put the bed, where you
now
cross.
Now he's becoming sacrilegious, too. You see.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It's an axe.
It's not this kind of cross. It's a supply and demand issue.
Now you're stepping back. Yeah. Because you can do way better than Leather Tescadero.
Exactly.
No,
it's kind of a mercy hump for
no,
you.
No, I'm like, I may be in like Aaron Moran category, like Joni from Happy
Days.
You're
getting close to your friend from Maude.
Oh.
Adrian Barbeau.
Adrian
Barbeau.
Oh, I passed B. Arthur 9 months ago.
Is there a website for this? Can you put your name in and see where you are on the
pass?
See who's plummeting and see where you've gotten to?
Well, the good news, now here's the thing that we have as guys, we have time, which is, it doesn't matter that we're in show business.
Oh, yeah.
If we were males and we had a decent income and we were dentists working in Sherman Oaks, eventually you're going to pass some of these women you watched on TV too, just because time is tough on them that way. It's unfair, but let's face it, it's good. So you don't need celebrity, but we will factor in our celebrity.
Okay.
And yes, I would like to see some of these women.
No, I mean, if you're a dentist in Van Nuys, you'll get Leather Tuscadero, but we can maybe get like Jamie Gertz or Linda Blair at this point. Like,
right.
Because of our celebrity, we have a couple extra hit points.
Right. I'm coming up on Linda Blair.
I'm coming up on Linda Blair too.
Who's Leather Tuscadero?
I don't know the name of the actress.
Susie Quattro.
Yeah. She was from Happy Days.
Oh, okay.
From Happy Days.
Got it.
She was like Fonzie's girlfriend.
Got it.
Yes, you're right. We are approaching these people. Yeah, the Linda Blairs of the world. I'd like to find out where we're at and see what we could do. There should be a website for this.
Well, you put in your name, your income, your age, and they tell you what level you've gotten to, who you can nail.
And it's great because there are all these chicks who are like 80s actresses that you're watching. Like, you'd never been any lower. You've never been any further away from getting laid. You're looking at Jamie Gertz and just crying, just semen pouring out of your eye. Tears of semen. And now...
Don't turn this into a Cronenberg film.
I'm just saying now... Huh?
Yeah, now I'm actually saying no to Charlene Tilton. I can do better.
Well, you passed. Wow. You probably passed. Probably been between 14 and 17 months since you passed Tilton.
Yeah.
And I'm coming up on Gertz. Patton's got Linda Blair in his crosshairs. Oh. This could be a great weekend.
Nothing wrong with Linda Blair.
What's Heather Thomas up to?
Oh, wait. Hold on. There's nothing wrong with her?
Nothing wrong with her.
Okay, then you may be a few years off.
No. Nothing wrong. Look, I can conjure up visions of Night Patrol in Savage Streets while I'm doing it.
All right. Okay.
Close your eyes and put those soundtracks
on
your phone.
You're the only one.
It's a power. It's like a superpower.
And now it's tough once in a while with like the Heather Locklears, I think maybe you brought up, which are they still look good.
Thomas.
Oh, Heather Thomas.
Because what's she doing?
We have to see. I have to check.
The only spoiler is when they've gone crazy religious like Elisa Welchel from Facts of Life. You couldn't get, because she hooked up with Jesus, and you're not going to get her now.
They don't have a choice. It's not their choice to make.
It's like, baby,
look at the printout. The graph doesn't lie.
All right, go to phone.
That's it.
We're going to phone.
Check the graph.
We are going to phone.
Dr. Drew, is this in a medical book somewhere?
I don't know. But
can't you consult your patients and go, you know what? You could go get Linda Blair this weekend.
C/D celebrity patient.
Oh. Go get Barbara Crampton from Reanimator. She's yours. Go do it.
And you could take out whole casts.
Yeah.
Like, you know where they played waitresses on top of that revolving restaurant up there with Angelina? Take the whole cast. You got the whole cast. You passed them.
Uh-huh.
Got the foxy black chick. You got the male piano player. They're all come in there.
Cowgirl number three from the shower scene in Porky's. The one on the left.
She's yours.
Yeah. Oh, the one. Yeah, girl from Wings. Yeah.
Passed her. You got her. Mm-hmm. Jenna, you thought you'd never get there. Jenna?
Yes?
Drew, and you, look at you. You're a doctor. You add doctor to the mix. Forget about it.
Doesn't help that much.
It does. No, it helps. Yeah.
Just always wear a stethoscope.
And you're a doctor on the radio.
Yeah, you're a doctor.
Famous doctor.
Yeah. That helps, I think.
You're a rock and roll doctor, squirrel.
Jenna?
My favorite song.
Yeah, it's really great.
Jenny, you're 16. What's up?
Me and my boyfriend have sex all the time.
We're going to be slut.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Sex is radical.
We're going to be passing in a few months, too, by the way, Jen. I just want to give you a little heads up.
And so, you know, I was just wondering if you guys would think that it would end up being all about the sex.
Well, for guys, that pretty much sums it up.
How old is he?
Is he 16 also, or is he like 30? Or
he's the same age as me.
All right. And you're scared he's only with you for the sex?
No, I know. No, we love each other. I just.
All right.
I don't know.
Guys that age have difficulty separating out sex and love. It's all the same for them.
Yeah, yes. Rita Forever by Judy Blume. That should.
Guys that age?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least at 37, you have a sense of there being a difference. You may not be able to make that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
These things apart, but that's exactly
right. 29 years, he'll come around.
No, and so really, a 16-year-old, it's all about that. And for women, it's not necessarily quite that clear. In fact, these things are usually quite separate.
All right, but this brings up a topic, which is everyone constantly trying to figure out why someone is with them. They're with you. You know, I mean, I've had people say, she's only talking to you because you're on MTV or whatever. It's like, yeah, that's why I try to get on MTV.
Yeah, but there are people that are with someone
why
merely,
my hump?
Singularly because they're exploiting them, not
well,
for any
yeah,
other reason.
Well, once in a while, but ultimately everybody is with somebody because of something.
No, I think what the point you make is that they're only attracted to you because fill in the blank. And it's like, yeah, that's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
I repeat,
right. They're attracted
always something.
To you.
It's
good
something.
Enough. And there's reasons why you're attracted to them.
That's right.
And I don't know, sort of breaking them down and categorizing them is probably not the greatest plan.
Judging them is the problem.
He's with you. He wants to be with you. You want to be with him.
That's right.
Put a condom on and go at it. Chelsea?
Yes?
You're 13?
Oh, I don't want to go to Chelsea.
Why? 13.
That was nothing. It was a joke that didn't work.
It's a location
joke. I'm 53 years old.
You can just keep
that
going.
Happens sometimes.
Just keep going. God. No one notices.
Go ahead, Chelsea. Yeah.
Okay.
What's
well,
up?
Guys at my school, they like to like touch me in ways I don't like to be touched.
13-year-old guys.
Well, some of them are 13, some of them are 14, some of them are 15.
Do your teachers or people that work at the school or anything do anything weird like that?
No. Well, the teachers, they don't really pay attention.
To the boys doing this?
Yeah.
Have you brought it to their attention?
No.
No. Well, you got to give them a little heads up because you'll find out in a few short years that your teachers aren't really that smart. It was a bitter pill to swallow for me.
You're smarter than them, probably. You're 13? Yeah, you're smarter than them.
But be that as it may. The fact is, they have a responsibility to help protect you. And if you are being harassed sexually, they really have a responsibility. If they don't step up.
Have you told the guys that you don't like that?
Yeah. I've told them a lot. And it's come to the point that when they do it, I smack them and they won't stop. They think I'm just messing around.
Uh-huh. You got to tell the adults.
Yeah, you
got
to take it to somebody there.
Mm-hmm. Where's your dad? Is he around?
Yeah.
Those are horrible.
Hello?
There we go.
Chelsea?
Yeah.
I keep dropping out. All right.
Chelsea? Oh, he's around, she said.
All right. Dad's around. Have you told him?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe he'd be a good place to start, too. Or at least Mom, if you're afraid he'll react too forcefully.
Yeah. All right. And stay away from these guys.
Okay.
All right. I'm not sure how to avoid trouble in high school and in junior high. There's a way to do it.
I'm not the guy to ask. Yeah.
Absolutely not the guy. You got peed on and crapped on. I mean, you had
I was one of the guys doing the touching, so I'm really not the guy to talk to.
Yeah.
I'm no help.
No, I was abused by my own friend. I was. It was inner posse abuse. You know what I mean? Yeah. It wasn't strangers. It was really.
This may be her friends too.
I had both.
Oh, really? Yeah. Where'd you go to high school, Brian?
Sonoma.
Really?
Up Sonoma up High. North? Yeah, yeah.
This Sonoma?
Yeah, up north Sonoma, California, yeah.
Seems, you know, once in a while I hear about someone who grew up in, like, Big Sur or something. It seems weird. Like, I thought Death people Valley. Go there to camp and vacation and look at the sights. Yeah. Like, Sonoma seems, it seems too sane for some reason. Was it?
It's not a fun place to grow
it's
up.
It's not?
Why? No, it's beautiful, but it's just full of dumb people.
Really?
Because it's like you're
try
living
in North Hollywood. You got ugly filled with dumb people.
Yeah, but like you're living
beautiful
in a
and dumb people.
When you live in a resort town, you deal with a lot of like locals that are just hopeless. So yeah, you know
right.
What I mean?
Yeah. Right. You go you it becomes like
it's like living in a beach town in
right.
off season, you know.
Right.
You never stop being raped.
Right.
So I think any town can be bad for a young nerd.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or a young hot guy like Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or the girls just kept touching him, and he would smack them, and they just thought he was playing.
These, by the way, Patton Oswalt and Brian Posehn, two of the hot young comedians
making the scene.
Making the L.A. scene.
Cruising around in our convertible.
Yeah.
On the Sunset Strip.
We also stopped crime.
Yeah, we stopped crime.
Patton, have you seen Spider-Man?
Oh,
less,
God.
Less than 10
times? How? The greatest thing to happen to nerds since masturbation.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2. Truly.
It's terrific.
Everyone's seen it.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah.
And I have friends. I've had friends now. They are in the... One of our friends is in the 3 times in 24 hours club. He's seen
wow.
it 3 times in 24 hours.
He is a nerd.
Yeah, and someone else, a girl nerd we know, has seen it 2 times in 24 hours.
What is so good about it?
It's truly a movie for everyone. Nerds will love it, but even if you don't like comics, it's so well written, so full of heart,
and it's
great.
Fun.
I mean, just
but I think comic fans love it on an even on the next level because
yeah.
it's so true to the comic.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah,
but
yeah.
it's also not embarrassing. Like it's really smart, and even people that don't like comics, like, wow, that was a really well written movie. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
it's something that proves that comics can be. Listen to me, I'm getting all wound up, but it's like
yeah.
something that nerds can be proud of.
It made like $40 million
in
its
one
first
day.
On
yeah.
a weekday, right?
Yep.
On a Tuesday,
yet.
It's gonna
yesterday.
Be.
Yeah, we saw it Tuesday at midnight, like a couple of dorks.
Oh, you really went? You went
yeah,
to the midnight.
Together. Yeah, yeah.
Midnight show, Arclight.
Yeah,
yeah. We were there.
A lot of, like,
we did the popcorn trick.
When the curtain opened.
It's not really a trick.
With each other?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, by me yourself.
Oh. Yeah, it's on each other. But it's
yeah.
not really a trick.
This,
I'm like, hey, I just did the popcorn.
Yeah,
do you
exactly.
want some popcorn?
This imitation butter flavoring is horrible.
No,
they got to rework
We're
this.
Also big fans of Diner, so just every time.
What and by the way, what are like the top three comic movies or comic book turned to movie movies? Like I never saw the Hulk.
Spider-Man right. 2 is now number one. I can just safely say that.
I would All say right. Spider-Man 2 number one.
Right.
X-Men 2 number two.
Really?
And then Blade 2 number three.
No,
you know what?
No
I would choose.
I would.
Really,
I don't
I would
know
say,
why, but Blade 2 is
Blade
better
two.
Than Blade.
Batman.
X-Men
no
2 is better
yeah.
than X-Men and Spider-Man 2.
I'd also put the first Superman film up
yeah.
there because they really did a good job with it.
Uh-huh.
And I think the movie The Hulk will age well.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, people don't really get it, but it's going to age really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Blade 2 and X-Men 2, both better than the first ones.
By the way,
I liked Superman 2 better than Superman 1 at the time, but I don't think it ages
yeah,
well.
Yeah, oh, it aged really
now
badly.
Now you're watching, it's pretty
funny.
I
don't want to break up the conversation, but Linda Blair called the hotline, and you've been pushed back a few months. The nerd conversation. You weren't gonna cut a slice this weekend, and it just got pushed in to December.
That's the other good thing about Spider-Man 2. It's so good, it might actually get us chicks, because women like it. I mean, the female...
give you something to do instead of...
Right.
Yeah. Can you just let me have some hope, Dr. Drew?
Hope.
You're supposed to be
hope.
A healer.
It's time
you're supposed
to
heal.
Why are
you
I'm
a herder?
You do it
reality, yeah.
Reality's terms.
It's so. Time to play. Yeah, if he's got a cancer, it's got 6 months. A cancer patient, you just got to let him get his affairs in order,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
Get you to come to terms
That's
with
what
things.
Just happened, yeah. Denial. That he's still in the denial
no,
phase.
Yeah, the anger and deal making
yeah.
is going.
Deal making.
Deal making will happen later.
Let's talk to Eric, who's 18, going to give us a little Germany or Florida. Eric?
Hey, Adam.
Yeah. This is a game I basically co-opted from Jimmy Kimmel Live Writers Table. Every bizarre story in the world seems to either emanate from either Germany or Florida.
Yeah.
So we used to play actually Germany or Florida. So when it makes their bizarre announces their bizarre story and we guess mm-hmm. Germany or Florida, mm-hmm. I decided to take it and do it on this show.
Germany or Florida.
Andy Dick?
I don't know who that
That's
was.
Andy Dick.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead,
it's Eric. Actually kind of ironic. Last time we had somebody call from Arizona with a call that sounded like a Florida. Dad was in Florida.
Right. All right. Quentin. Go ahead, Eric.
All right. Two men were lighting fireworks and throwing them from their vehicle Monday night while driving. At some point, an ember from a cigarette fell on the back seat of the car and ignited several other explosives. Mm-hmm. One man was able to exit the vehicle after running into a light pole. However, the other was not able to get out of the car and sat in the car as it burned. Both men were burned on over 90% of their bodies and transported to the hospital. They actually had to hose them down to treat them, said a fireman. The man who stuck who was stuck in the car died at the hospital Tuesday morning.
Still funny.
Yeah. Still funnier than white chicks.
All right.
Florida.
You got
Florida.
The smoking, you got the bed of the truck.
Got to get Florida.
Get the fire and they can comment about it.
They don't care about that. Florida.
That would be the one. Well, wait a minute. Crystal Knock may be coming up. That's about the same time as 4th of July.
Did you see the
all right, hold on. Drew, you're right in the middle of Germany or Florida.
I love the Crystal Knock mattress sales, too. That was my favorite, man.
First of all, your name is not Eric, is it?
It is Eric, actually.
It's what?
It is Eric, actually.
So you've given us a bogus name in the past?
Oh, no, my name is actually Eric. It's on my driver's license.
You've never called before?
No, I haven't.
All right.
First time calling. Long time listener.
True.
Don't get mad.
You sound like the guy that sings the song.
Don't get mad,
you've lost
Eric,
the right to talk.
If that's your real name.
No more talking for
I've been listening since junior high, so.
All right, Eric, go ahead.
Actually, it was Florida, Adam. You are a genius.
Thank you. We're all geniuses.
We are.
All right. Yes.
Come on.
I'm a genius.
That's him.
Too much fun
that's
in Nazis. Sex with him. Death fetishes.
It does
both
sound
of them
like
have
him, yeah.
Nazis. Guaranteed not to bore you. Germany or Florida.
No. That's not Eric.
You're not a genius if you pick between two choices. That's a coin flip.
Eric, that's not you?
No, that's not me.
All right.
No, the guy that sang that song's cool and he
sounds
like Eric.
We thought he was the guy who sung the theme.
Did you guys read about the creepy German super baby that they've been studying?
Oh, yeah.
So this baby was born with two recessive genes.
Oh,
so he doesn't make myostatin.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's just literally everything that he, all his calories, everything just goes right into muscle development. Yeah. And he's 5 and a half. And he can lift, like, 20-pound weights, like, hold them out to his sides. He's literally all muscles.
He can catch bullets in his teeth.
Yeah. There's going to be a comic book
can
here.
Run faster.
It's really creepy. And his parents are both these weirdly... They don't know who the dad was, like, this weird construction worker that could carry these huge weather bricks with his bare hands that normally they had to put in, like, on forklifts, and his mom was also an athlete that had these weird powers. Like, it literally feels like, it's like the X-Men. It's like the first X-Man.
Oh, well.
Telling you, super baby.
If he blows on things, they freeze? Or?
Well, they like, took pictures of him. He has this weird muscular ass and these giant legs. He's 5 years old.
You know, George
old.
Bush has a baby that can do more.
Oh,
faster.
Did you see
down in a basement somewhere.
Basically, this is what Hitler
We're
was.
Beat that Germany baby.
They just feed him marble.
Hitler was working toward this. I gotta believe
this. Yeah, it shows you the eugenics program was right.
Somewhere Hitler's up in heaven looking down and smiling. And I know people say, well, how did Hitler get to heaven? But he probably repented just before he put the bullet
in his head, and therefore
he got there on a technicality. Yes. So I gotta believe he's up there with our grandparents just smiling and laughing.
St. Peter was like, you got us.
Adolf, get over here. You nut. Hendrix, go take him to get some wings fitted.
I could see him too. It's like that scene. Yeah. It's like that scene in the Disney movies where the coach on the opposing team goes, a mule kicking field goals, and the ref runs over and he opens the rule book and he says, you show me where it says a mule can't kick field goals.
Nothing in the rule book about a mule playing football.
So like when Hitler showed up at the pearly gates, it must have been like, oh, please, Adolf.
Yeah.
No. And then they just like St. Peter turned to like Ham or somebody and said, what are you going to do? He repented. invented just seconds yeah. before I ate the cyanide capsule.
Yeah. There's a nerdy right. angel with the book.
And come on in. Right, yeah. And then they made the announcement. All right, now listen,
Ogilvy,
people.
Is it in the book?
We're not going to treat him any differently than anybody else.
Ogilvy.
All right. Brian Posehn and Patton Oswalt here tonight. Two hot comedians currently working the L.A. scene.
And attractive.
Yeah.
We'll take ourselves a little break.
Couple of lookers.
And we'll be right back after this.
Ow!
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Patton Oswalt is here tonight. Brian Posehn here tonight. Two hot young comedians currently working the L.A. scene.
Ow!
They can be found at the John Kerry benefit on Wednesday. That would be this coming Wednesday, July 7th, at the Knitting Factory.
A lot of hot comedians there.
Adam would be there, too, but he is going to be on his back having his hernia repaired.
Oh, yeah.
But you're doing that to benefit John Kerry, right?
Yeah. Kerry smock.
Yeah.
Hernia for Kerry.
Hernia repair for Kerry.
This
balls hurt, they'll never heal.
Yeah. That was me singing about my balls.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm in a lot of pain, and you couldn't tell by looking at me, but
right now,
high threshold. But yeah, it's bulging, Drew. I got people freaked. Yeah. I show it to people at the office.
Come on.
It's weird because there's pubes involved, you know, and it's kind of freaky, you know?
I've never seen that before.
Have you seen
I
pubes?
Had a hernia operation a few years ago, man. It's weird.
It's brutal.
Is it good?
No, it's not fun.
I don't know
there
if
we
it's...
go. Oh, you got a big
one.
Oh, it's big, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be bad times.
It's big and puby.
That's bad times.
Yeah. I've been getting a lot of sympathy.
I'm talking like Alien 2.
I've been getting a lot of sympathy from the writers over at Kimmel. Like,
now, should your bulge have a little laughing devil face that I can see through the skin pointing at me? That wasn't good.
He's in there. Yeah.
Might not be a hernia.
He's attacking the wing. I got a gremlin up my ass.
He's having you sign a release where he might have to open you up if he can't get it with the scope.
Yeah, don't get Adam
really?
Wet.
Is he having you sign that?
Drew, I don't know. I'm tired of you and your worry warding. My wife called today. Drew, he's worried about your arm. I said, Drew's a big puss. It's like a yes.
When you
quiet
go in,
down.
They're going
to... Stop boring everybody. Where's your bedside manner? And that's why I don't talk to you, by the way. Go ahead.
They're going to shave your pubes and make sure they shave all your pubes, because the guy that did mine shaved exactly half my pubes. And I look like the worst Batman villain in the world. Like, this looks like the work of half pubes, Robin. You know, like, it was just shave all my pubes, dude. It was the worst.
Your asymmetry pubes are not going to help you now.
But that would have been the perfect time to get a tattoo, like Mr. Magoo with a lawnmower. Right next to
you. That'd be an awesome thing. Can I shave my own pubes, or is that gay?
You can help these people out, because they're going to have like some cutting shears.
Right.
To bring the bulk down.
They're going to start a controlled fire.
We're going to get a mulching device down there for you.
Well, here's what I'm saying. Like, here's what I want to say. I want to say, look, I'm going to do a preliminary. I'm going to take a pass at the pubes and possibly the sack as well. Keep in mind, I'm only doing it for the operation. That's not how I wear it. You understand?
Yeah,
I'm doing it for you guys, and then you guys can get in and clean up.
I just can't wait to be there to hear all your mouthing off to the staff. I'm just going to sit back and just enjoy.
I'm great, because I have ideas about how people can do their job better, except for me, really. I'm the only one. I have
especially
no idea
about
what I could do. Yeah, I'm the guy who does a national radio show and shows up 2.5 minutes before the show starts every night, and is not sure who the guest is. But I have a lot of ideas about how Filipino nurses could do their job just a little bit better, who get paid way less than me. That's the beauty of me. All right. But this is going to be great, Drew.
It is going to be great.
Let me tell you something about the bulge, by the way. I've been wearing sweatpants and showing the bulge around, and it's a nice, you know, it's like a handball underneath, right above the groin there.
It's an indirect hernia.
And I got to tell you, everybody over at Kimmel's an a-hole, including Kimmel. Let's be honest. They're all pains in the ass. They're like, you know, the kind of guys like you
are
like.
You talk about pusses.
They're pusses, but they're pains in the ass. And if you said to them, like, listen, I'm a little down today because it looks like I might be getting a divorce. They would start laughing hysterically and just call you a pussy.
But that's the laughter of the damned because their lives right. suck.
It'd be really funny to them, and you know, it'd be great. And Cousin Sal's always punching you. Like, if you tell him, hey, my back's kind of sore today, he'd come up and punch you and stuff like that. So everyone's abusive. They're verbally abusive. They're physically abusive. They have no sympathy for anybody. But when I dropped the shorts today and showed them the bulge, they all were like, hey, dude, you should sit down. I mean, you should. Oh, their face went from like the perpetual goofballs to the just a look of serious first time in their life. Like, you should sit down, Adam, and take it easy. And I thought, wow, this is nice. I like this bulge. This, yeah. mm-hmm. I get some mile. I don't know if I want to take care of this Wednesday. I like this thing to be out like you know, size of a duffel bag in 4 years. I actually have to pull it out of my pants and drop it onto the desk.
They can get huge.
That's what
all
I'm looking for.
All your intestines
for.
Can just hang down there.
That's what, like, I want to sort of pick it up and drop it onto the desk, and it'd be like...
The problem is it all goes down into your scrotum.
I'll be sitting
and
there.
And it's got pretty spacious... So
into the scrotum? That's better.
In your case, that's quite a bit of room to move, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It'll
dump your liver in there.
It'll be great. Like, wherever I am, like, I'll be at the DMV, and they'll be like, yeah, listen, if you renew your license, we need your old license before we can... And I'll just... boom, drop it on. Oh, okay, sweetie. Take what you need.
Could you live with your organs and your balls?
Yeah, what
theoretically?
Old men do that. We don't operate on them. It's just too...
Wait a minute. When you get old, your organs just drop down into your balls?
If somebody has an indirect hernia like that that gets out of control and doesn't take care of it, I've got patients with half a basketball worth of intestine in there.
My dad keeps his brains in his balls.
You guys are nerds. You are really nerds. The human is a novelty to you guys.
It is. I'm going to stick with robots. Superheroes and robots and alien. This is horrible.
Yeah.
This is 10 times worse than alien and...
I'm
going to
get
Predator.
I've got to get the Dr. Alter book out for these guys.
No.
Right, but not yet. Do it during the commercial.
Right, or the guys, gender reassignment.
Brian, you think you almost vomited looking at my lump. Wait till you see this book.
This
I want to know it exists.
This is Vietnam. This is Auschwitz and white chicks all in one book. I mean,
I love how white chicks is in a list with Auschwitz now.
I'm saying it. It actually passed.
You gotta have
it. Actually passed it. Yeah, Auschwitz was not as bad as white chicks.
Sarah,
less suffering.
Sarah, 17. Sarah.
Hello.
Yes, you're 17. What's up?
Nothing much.
All right. What's your question?
Like, me and my boyfriend have been having anal sex lately, and like every time we do it, I always feel like I have to use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. While you're doing it.
God, why is that?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
That doesn't make any sense.
That makes no sense.
Do you evacuate yourself before you start this action?
Yeah.
All right. Can you understand that having something in the, what we call the verge?
Yeah. That we call the verge.
The anal verge.
Wow.
And
great band name. Anal verge.
I didn't want to jump on that, but wow.
Yeah. They're playing at the Knitting Factory tonight after us. Yeah.
Didn't they open for the AAS, the anal verge?
But you can understand how things in the verge could...
Drew's got a book open.
Yeah. Could feel like something's coming in or going out. You don't have great sensitivity of direction down there.
Yes. You understand that there's no gyro in the anus.
Your butt's not smart.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Sarah. How old is your boyfriend?
He's 18.
Mm-hmm. And... Do you enjoy the anal sex?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
It didn't sound like a ringing endorsement.
Yeah.
It's more like I picture him holding a pistol and like he's listening, like the hostage thing, like pick the phone up. Do you enjoy anal sex? And he's doing this. Mm-hmm. He's got the gun to her mom. Like,
yeah. Got the King of Comedy thing hold up the cue cards for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it because you won't do the front hole? Is like this plan B or...
Yeah.
Or plan P, as they call it. Get it.
Sorry. Or you do both. You have sex and...
Do you have regular kind of sex, too?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. He
should be happy with that. He's 17.
Right. Or he could be gay.
I didn't get either.
He could very well be gay.
No. He's just into it.
No. All right. So, Sarah.
He's exploiting all
sorts. Sarah,
he could be.
Maybe...
Does he watch a lot of Oz? Does he have the Oz DVDs?
No.
Has he burned a swastika onto your butt with a cigarette lighter?
No.
know.
Because right. that could be a clue.
Does he call you bro while he's back there?
Bro. Dude, hold dude. Still.
Does he listen to Judas Priest while you guys do it?
Wow. Leave them out of this.
All right, Sarah.
Turn away, run away.
Here's the thing. You're 17.
Yeah.
I really think I think you can burn out your joy receptors by doing this kind of stuff. Yeah. It's too much stimulation too early.
You're really supposed to wait until you're in your mid 20s and you're with some girl you just met.
Yeah,
right. Somebody she doesn't really like. It's exploitative.
How do you know she really doesn't like him?
Well, she sounded so enthusiastic.
Well, she just sounds depressed. Sarah.
Yeah.
Are you doing all right in school?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
Where are you? Are you going to go to college?
Yeah.
Where? Junior college?
I don't know.
Okay. So, yeah. All right. Listen, let's see. Don't get pregnant, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Are you using any...
Taking care of that.
You're using birth control?
No.
How are you not going to get pregnant then?
Second hole.
Right.
Yeah, but they're using both.
Right.
So how are you not going to get pregnant?
Condoms.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, but you use those. That's condoms. A catch-as-catch-can, right? You don't...
Yeah.
Pardon with the can pun, but...
You just said you didn't use birth control.
Well, she means hormonal.
She doesn't use the pill.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Sarah.
Yeah.
All right, just don't get pregnant.
I got a question. Do you like it besides the having to run into the other room?
Yeah.
You do. Like, you do like.
Yeah. Well, I'm so not convinced.
Well, I'm saying don't, you know, if you don't like it or if it makes you run into the bathroom.
Oh, listen, I got something else
to say.
Cut
that out.
Don't call this goddamn show if you don't feel like talking on the phone or if you're being bothered by our questions, you know? And I know every teenager has to act like they're put upon every time anyone over 30 asks a question.
We talked about this last time.
Don't call the goddamn show.
He talks about it every night.
But literally, people call. How did you say it? They call and then they act like we called them?
Yeah. And
what?
They're in the middle of.
Weren't you just waiting for an hour to get on this show?
Every night.
Whatever, man.
What?
Have you ever had somebody call you and it sounds like they just woke up?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you called me.
Yeah.
How did you? I know. What happened? Yeah, listen. Get it together. Let's muster a little enthusiasm for the show, everybody. Let's break it down. Come on, gentlemen. Grab a knee, gentlemen. And I use that term loosely. Gentlemen. Hey, that helmet? Not a chair. Grab a knee. Let's go now. Let's break it down. Let's get a hand in. All right, all right. Brian Posehn here tonight.
I want to know about my vagina.
That's from...
Oh, yeah, that's right. From the last time. That girl that didn't want to talk. Remember that?
Oh, really?
We kept trying to get her to turn the radio. She's all right.
Pat here, Brian here, two hot up-and-coming comics currently working the L.A. scene.
Are we making the scene?
We're making the L.A. scene. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew, otherwise known as the Puss. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
We're going to see where Adam's going to have both sides done now. It's looking like
you know,
we're going to see where he is on Thursday morning. Oh,
I don't even tell you about my stuff anymore, Drew, because you're such a naysayer. You're like Dr. Dark. Oh, doom and gloom. You're like the guy from Lost in Space. He's a doctor, for Christ's sake. I tell him I'm going to do something. I'm like, every time I tell him I'm going to lance something, I'm like, oh, no. don't worry about it. It's just a zit.
Last time we did it, he came in with a periorbital infection. His eye had like a volcano.
All right, not all of them work out, but 90...
It could have tracked into his brain easily.
65% of them work out when I do my own lancing work. That's all.
Why aren't you lancing your balls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a skill saw. By the way, a bottle of Jack.
2 weeks after my hernia thing, I had Dr. Marcel naysaying me, like, oh, dude, you know, the open repair is much more likely to be successful than the laparoscopic repair.
I don't need you. You know, Drew calls, he talks to my wife, and he convinces her I'm dying, is basically what he does. And
I think he's trying to swoop on your wife.
Yeah.
That's a different issue.
Stay
out of it.
It's like Adam's dying, and you're going to need some comforting. That's his thing. Yeah. Okay. So stop scaring everyone, Drew. Right. And let me tell you something. I have a much higher threshold for pain than you. Because I didn't grow up with go to the Little Lord Fauntleroy School for albino hemophiliacs like you did. I grew up on the mean streets of North Hollywood. You understand?
Yeah,
I just say sharp. I'm
it'll
like Leather Tuscadero, who I could have sex with now.
I can't wait.
You understand?
I can't wait to see how this works out.
Yeah. All right. All right, Brian Posehn is here tonight. So is Patton Oswalt. Dear friends and hot young, up and coming comics currently working in L.A.
Yeah, not up and coming. They're making the scene.
Making the L.A. scene. They're going to be at the John Kerry benefit, which is coming up this Wednesday at the Knitting Factory in Hollywood. And what about this? I know I have a lot of radical ideas, but it always kills me when everyone's raising money. First off, you know, John Kerry's wife has $1 billion in the bank, but we got to raise a lot of money, and Bush is going to spend like $280 million, or he's raised that much, and Kerry's going to spend several hundred million dollars, and it's just sort of farting into the wind with it. What if, and this would never happen because it just sounds too sane, but what if Bush or Kerry said,
the money repaired the roads out here. Build us a double-decker freeway.
What if Bush said, look, I'm not doing any commercials. I'm not gonna take $280 million and piss into the wind. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to build an orphanage in the middle of the country. It's going to be huge. It's going to have an Olympic swimming pool and a gymnasium, and we'll be able to handle people from neighboring states, and I'm going to get to work on it. Jimmy Carter, he's helping me. He's the only thing we agree on, and I'll be doing this. So spend your money, do your campaigns, sling your mud. I'm working on this thing. Would it work? Would it be just crazy enough to work? The news would be checking in, you know, seeing, oh, he's poured the foundation, he's tilting up the framing this week. What if somebody just did that? I mean, the idea that these guys throw millions of dollars just into the air, and I know people look at it as, well, that's not the same millions of dollars that could build a school or a road or a hospital or help some African AIDS patients, but it kind of is, isn't it? It's just millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense.
Do we need to spend millions and millions?
I'd rather them just throw like a kick-ass party with that money.
Yeah. You
know, or just
get
make
a couple of party balls. And
yeah. If I was Bush and I wanted to make prostitution legal, build a massive brothel, and you'd be in the news every single day.
Yeah.
Orphanage, that's a terrible idea. And get Jimmy Carter to build a brothel.
And how much?
Habitats for whores. Do that.
Yeah.
Wasn't that a man show segment?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
No, it wasn't.
All right. Although, guess what? Next week, pitch meeting.
I'm writing it down.
Yeah, there you go.
And I don't know if anyone's mind ever gets changed, by the way, in the few months seeing the commercials. I mean, you know, the Bush commercials were paid for by Bush. You know, the Kerry commercials were paid for by Kerry. Does anybody really get swayed one way or the other by seeing a super biased commercial that the other guy bought and paid for? Let's build something. Right. All right.
That's a good idea.
Or my
kick-ass party idea.
Here's Brian's kick-ass party idea. Or what about this? What if Bush said, I'm putting every penny I have into research to have a microwave that you can put tinfoil in? And that doesn't spark. It's fine. All those frozen TV trays and the little metal handle on the Chinese takeout thing. Pow! You want Italian with the foil thing with the plastic top and the things that bend over? Right into the microwave. Am I right, people? The country would unite behind it.
I just want to take care of traffic here in L.A.
Who are you talking to, Drew?
Come on.
Oh, Amy?
Hey.
What's happening?
Not much. I'm really happy to be talking to you guys. Dr. Excellent. Drew, I love you.
Finally.
Adam, you're
there
a comedy
we go.
Genius.
Somebody who's happy.
And the comedian guys, I haven't heard of you, but I watch Crank Anchors. And so I hope you'll be on Comedy Central or something.
Oh, they'll be on
King of Queens, right?
Yeah.
Hmm?
King of Queens?
I think I've seen that.
Have you seen that Budweiser commercial where the guy's running for president?
No.
Oh, okay, because that's not either one of these guys.
They know. They know.
That's a friend of ours.
Yeah, I mean, they could get him in.
He's working.
You watch King of Queens, though?
I used to. I can't much anymore. I'm really busy.
Okay, well.
No, it's good.
I make time for King of Queens, but go ahead.
The show's going off the air because you're busy.
Wow. selfish kids, I swear to God, you know. We give them free entertainment, and I'm busy.
Well, what's up, Amy? What's going on? We got just a minute here.
I was volunteering.
Go ahead, Amy. What's up?
Man.
I'm just wondering if self-mutilation can become an addiction, and if so, how I can break the addiction.
What are you doing?
Cutting and injecting.
What are you injecting?
Household cleaners, I guess.
Really?
I know. It's really weird. And
how do you inject them?
Didn't the Hillside Stranglers kill people doing that?
With a syringe?
seem happy.
I know.
It seems like the last kid.
Yeah, you're like the sunniest cutter we've ever talked to.
So you guys don't
I'm giddy because I love Dr. Drew so much. I love you, Dr. Drew.
Drew, if you would just become her friend, she'd stop cutting herself.
She's all beaked up on Pledge and Windex.
It's time we have to take a break. But let's, right. Amy, we're going to get back to you, okay? We hang on one second?
Okay, thanks. Okay,
all right, baby.
Hold
keep
on
that
there.
Good mood up. We got Patton Oswalt here tonight. Brian Posehn, too hot to
do. I don't trust that she's actually cutting herself.
Oh, I do.
Oh, yeah.
This really?
So you guys, you're
going to explain it all.
Oswalt, when we return.
We'll take a break. Mm. We'll be back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Patton Oswalt is here tonight, as well as good and dear friend Brian Posehn.
Ow!
Patton's got himself a CD out.
It's never happened before.
Called Feeling Kind of Patton. We're gonna hear something off it coming up in this hour. Also, Brian and Patton can both be found at the Knitting Factory this Wednesday, July 7th in Hollywood. For a little John Kerry rally. All right, Drew, what are you pointing at?
That Patton will be at the Uncabaret.
Ah, yes.
I am.
When is
July
that?
July 31st.
All right. We will get back to the phones and speak to, let's talk politics for one quick second. I kind of want to like Kerry myself, but I'm not sure where he's at or what his thing is. I think everyone's just decided that Bush isn't working out. But I don't know what I'm not sure what Kerry's about. Do you guys know?
I don't think it matters. It's like, basically, let's take a breather from Bush. Everyone calm down for 4 years. Kerry will just hold the fort, and then we'll find someone else.
Doesn't it?
What's wrong with that? Seriously.
I think people are like, he's like a space saver spare. We've broken down. Let's just put him on. We'll make Tahoe by nightfall,
and then we'll
figure it out. We'll see if we can find a nice...
There's a fix-a-flat.
There's a four-day tire store in Tahoe we can get. Yeah.
That's how I think of him.
I think about it for the world.
A lot of my conservative friends I argue with, they're like, you're just against Bush. I'm like, yeah, I am. We need to. I mean, I'm not anti-Republican. I would have voted for Republican, just not Bush.
I'm feeling.
Even Republicans hate him.
Brian said AAA for the world. I'm so lame. I had to call AAA today.
Oh, really?
Because
preset your stations?
Oil
now
cap.
He lost lost the tampon on the tent.
Lost the oil cap down on the engine.
Oh, really? And you had to call AAA to go get it?
Took two of us an hour with the car hoisted.
Two of us, meaning me and Mexican crawling inside your bay, you talking to your wife on your cell phone?
That's how it works.
That's not took
that's
two
three.
Of us. That's
is
not
that how lame
that's
is
you
that?
Talking to your
how
wife while
that?
He climbs around your $80,000 car.
How lame is that?
Crying. It is lame. You've been lamer. If you...
Really? I have? I thought it was at my worst.
No. I don't understand why you couldn't. Where were you?
In my house.
In your cows?
My home.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger. Cows!
The goddamn oil cap slid down into, like,
you
under the engine.
You called AAA to come to your house? I mean, your cows?
Yes.
I can't believe nobody.
Yes, pathetic.
They should, you know what? They need, you know what AAA could do? And they could probably save themselves like $50 million a year if they had like that cool dude you went to high school with who got on the phone. Like when a guy calls up and says, I'm at my house and my cap is falling. And you just, Chet, we need you on the phone. Hey, dude, what's the matter? Los Angeles, you can't handle that yourself? I bet you could. Listen, I could send a guy out. I don't mind, but you know we're gonna be laughing about it when he gets back. Why don't you see what you can do about it? Like, I could guilt you. I could give you a masculine guilt that would get you to do it yourself over the phone.
That already see was what going, I'm saying? That conversation was going in my
you
head
were
already,
close.
Which is why I spent an hour by myself trying to get it out.
Or when they come, they just punch you.
Even
yeah, really hard.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna find your oil cap.
Yeah, they punch you and they sleep with your wife right in front of you.
Right.
Take that, nerd.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably, and if they could do it, they could do it like in a slick way. Like, do you want a Thomas Brothers donut? Oh, what is that? And then he just punches you in the arm. And oh no, wait a minute.
I gotta work that out.
No, it's
Hearthstone. I'm trying to weave it into the
road. Totally.
Oh my god.
Wow.
I thought it was a new one that I hadn't heard of.
And had done to him.
It would have been if it worked. It would have been. All right, here's the point, Drew.
So late.
Here's the whole thing. They should not be able to set foot on your soil. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there's some old lady who's by the side of the 110 being raped because her car's broken down, and the tow truck that was meant, that was allocated to go to her, had to go to Drew's house first and help him with his exotic sports car.
What road is she on?
Yeah, is that the only option if you're an old lady break down? If the truck doesn't come, you're instantly raped.
Not instantly.
Well,
but after
it.
About 15 or 20
okay,
minutes.
Get there. He'll get there. He'll get around it.
That's all right. She probably got cleaned out by drunk driver.
Is that a rapist M.O. is to drive around and look for broke down old
Adam,
ladies?
Is it?
You watch movies of the week enough. Yeah. No, you have a choice between being raped.
Well, there's another service that,
or being clipped by a drunk driver.
We'll fix your tire, but we're also going to rape you.
Oh, right. Man, humiliating.
Right.
Wow.
And Drew, how did he get it? And what do you mean you, the both of you? What did you do? Cup
his
nuts? He didn't
nuts
do anything.
Light, and we were both searching for it. And we had to pull the bottom off the car. We had to unscrew all
pull
this,
the bottom off
what,
the
you
car.
You had to take all that plastic.
You took that plastic shroud that goes
and
underneath the car.
And then it was still under another pan under the engine. It took.
All right, well, don't drop it. Or get it. Get
I'm
a
putting it
for it
next door. If I ever add oil, I'm never adding oil to my car again.
Call them. To never do your oil. Again.
Yeah, they should be doing your oil. That's your problem. All right.
Right. Back to
AAA.
In fact, Amy, so lame, so embarrassing, so
Amy?
Humiliated.
Yeah?
Amy, right. You still like me in spite of my humiliating behavior?
I was actually enjoying your rant very much. I always enjoy your rants.
All right. Drew doesn't have rants.
She just cut the word rant into her arm, by the way.
So you're injecting and cutting, yeah?
Yeah.
What's the injection thing? Because we miss that. The boys are giddy now.
You have a syringe that you inject stuff with?
All right, let's focus.
Yeah, you can actually buy them really cheap where I am.
Yeah. So you use clean syringes every time you do it?
Yeah, I'm actually really scared of blood poisoning.
But then, of course, you're injecting non-sterile substances into your skin.
No, actually, I learned my lesson. I injected a bunch of Raid once, and I landed in the hospital for a week. So you really don't do that anymore. Actually, I withdraw blood and stuff.
So how old are you?
So this is like a vampiric thing? You're into blood?
No, I don't know why. I just like seeing it in the sink, I guess. I know it's really messed up.
Wait one second. You injected a bunch of Raid?
Yeah, that was a few months ago.
How do you get in a liquid form? Raid's sort of a spray.
It's a spray, but if you like spray it in a jar, and then use a syringe to just...
Are you very obsessive compulsive also?
I don't really know what the symptoms are.
Well, wait a minute.
Do you pull hair? Do you pull hair and stuff?
Hold on. Did you have ants in your liver?
Do you pluck your hair out and that sort of thing?
I'm very obsessive with my tweezers.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the behavior of somebody very obsessive.
But poison Raid, that's like really serious, right? Isn't that almost wanting to kill yourself
I don't really
or no?
Remember it.
Can you die from that technically? Yeah.
Well, under their skin or into their veins? I'm confused.
It wasn't in a vein. It was just in the skin. Luckily, and I missed my wrist. I did it in my wrist and my leg, and I missed the vein in my wrist by like a centimeter.
Okay, but that was a suicide attempt, and you were in sort of a fugue state when you did it, right?
Yeah.
So that to me implies...
So it was a suicide attempt.
So that implies to me that, you know, a couple things. You probably had some very heavy trauma growing up, right?
My dad used to be alcoholic, and I know you're going to say I knew it or something like that.
No, what kind of stuff did you have to go through, bro?
Where's my bourbon?
Yeah?
Are you bipolar?
My mom was emotionally distant.
Are you bipolar?
She probably is.
No, you.
Oh,
you're
bipolar. Oh, no, I'm not bipolar. I'm not diagnosed with anything. My parents won't take me to a psychologist.
They won't.
But do you have ups and downs like that? Like, I mean,
I have ups and downs, but I don't think it's like bipolar, because I know people who are bipolar, and I'm not like.
But after a suicide attempt, you weren't seen by somebody? They weren't required to take you to somebody for help?
My mom didn't want, like, child services in it, and so she was just like, tell them that you did it to get high or something like that.
Wow.
No. And
why don't they want you to see a psychiatrist?
My mom thinks that, like, if I don't want to get help, then she thinks it'd be a waste of money. I think she thinks I'm hopeless and I'll get over it.
Wow, Amy, you really need some help with this, because these are very dangerous behaviors, and you're sort of describing them as addictive, but really they're compulsive. Compulsive behavior is cutting
compulsive.
These...
compulsive. I know, because, like, I'll get in a fight with my mom, and I'll do it later that night.
Yeah, well, that's just a way... What this all is a bid to try to regulate your feelings. I mean, the intensity and the duration of feeling states are unmanageable, and you feel overwhelmed, and your brain reaches for whatever mechanism it can get its hands on, quite literally, to help you sort of relieve the very intense feeling state you're in.
Yeah, can't you, I mean, your parents are idiots, obviously. Can't you realize that and stop buying for their attention?
Well, not only that, and just get yourself some help, regardless
get yourself
of what
some help.
Want.
Are your parents divorced?
No, actually, but they should
They're
be.
Both there, yeah.
Yeah.
So and how old are you again? I'm sorry.
I'm 15.
Are you 15. The only child?
No, I have an older sister.
How's she?
She's very emotionally distant. She'll talk and she'll joke, but she doesn't like to get her... She's very closed, and I think she's depressed, but...
Yeah. How old is she?
She's 19.
Is she out of the house?
She's at college, but she's going to drop out this year.
Where's she in school?
University of Maryland.
Is your dad still an alcoholic? Yeah. Does he still drink?
He gets a drunk now and then, but he's not, like, abusive. He's, like, one of those people who gets really loud. And kind of funny, actually. But.
Happy drunk.
All right, so
he's
listen.
A happy drunk, but my mom yells really loud over it.
All right, Amy, your parents are a pain in the ass. You're smarter than they are. They're in denial. You got a problem. You're smart. You're definitely smart, although that's never stopped anyone from doing stupid things.
Yeah, I'm also confused. You said your mom said if you don't want help, but did you ever say you didn't want... It sounded to me like you wanted to go to a psychiatrist.
When I told she my... Says my mom found out I was cutting by seeing some scars, and she knew because my sister used to do it.
Yeah.
And she just yelled at me, and she's not easy to talk to as a person. I mean,
all right, look, get yourself some help. Can you talk to someone at school?
No.
Okay,
but
don't,
fine.
Don't they have a shrink at school?
I'm sure they would.
I go to a poor person's school.
They don't call it that, do they?
Oh, no, it's just we don't have that sort of self. I mean, we have counselors, but they're the kind of counselors that sigh when you walk in.
I know, but look, but you can't write everyone
they
off.
They sigh when you...
What good?
She's probably... That's such a almost poetic description. Yeah.
Put the blade down.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way...
Turn down the Joy Division.
You think the good ones strike up the band, like when you walk through the door? Ba 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 ba. Like their millionth visitor.
They suck.
But that shows how sensitive.
That's awful.
But that's how
they
sensitive
sigh?
Amy is to these things. Is that she notices that people are overwhelmed, and here comes another one in the door, and she sees them sigh.
And when you're depressed, nobody cares. Nobody's interested.
Find somebody. Get a referral. Yes. Get somebody good. Just take care of yourself. Please, Amy. This is very, very serious.
By the way, as a parent, you're 2 for 2 with the cutters. I got 2 kids, both cutters. Time to take a good look in the mirror. That's
might have messed up somewhere along the line.
Yeah, you may have zigged when you should have zagged as a parent when both kids are cutters, because that's not just a bad gene. Like, honey, you gave him the cutting gene because, Grandpa, there was Grandpa Cutter. And then
that sounds like a bad WB sitcom, The Cutters.
Is it like an attention thing normally?
No, it's what we call a bid for affect regulation. They literally can't regulate. Parts of the brain sort of parceled off from parts of other parts, so it can't integrate. It can't regulate. They feel overwhelmed. They do something to get the relief, and they find that extremely intense experiences give them sense of relief. And so cutting is one way to get that.
All right. Wow. Let's talk to Seth, who's 19.
Yo, what's up, Adam? What's going on, man?
What's happening, Seth?
Hey, I got 2 questions, actually. I gotta make one comment, though. Jimmy Kimmel got in a couple weeks ago, they got into kind of a lot of trouble from comments he made about Detroit.
He's calling from Detroit.
Oh, you're calling from Detroit. That's right.
Yeah. basically, everything Jimmy said is right.
No, it is. They, you guys burn your city down. No offense, but don't you guys burn your city down a lot?
We got like a thing before Halloween. We call it Devil's Night, where we go.
Yeah, sure. I saw the crow.
Yeah,
but
hey, is this guy black?
Because have you heard of the term when hell freezes over?
Yeah.
Come to Detroit in January. Come to Detroit in January. Hell is freezing over. Seriously.
All right.
Okay.
Seth, and let me just say this, and this is why. In a way, it's a relief to be a Los Angelino, born and bred in Los Angeles. People say horrible things about Los Angeles, and our self-esteem is so low, we just agree with them. Like, you're from Los Angeles, people are like, oh, Los Angeles, queers and phonies and Hollywood producer types and tree huggers and traffic and Mexicans.
And fires and earthquakes.
And did I mention queers? And you're like, yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, you're right.
I totally agree. I wish I could get out myself. you start doing that in front of someone from Chicago or something, they'll take a swing at you. You know, L.A. is like filled with just super low self-esteem indigenous Transits. People. Yeah, yeah, just like, yeah, you're right. It sucks. And L.A. is filled with, here's what L.A. is filled with. It's either filled with nationalities that don't even know where they are. I'm convinced that a lot of people just know they're in the United States and that's good enough for them.
They've transported their country to this location.
Right.
In the desert in some part of the United States.
That's right. So they've set up their own community here. So whatever, Ethiopia, Mexico, it doesn't matter.
It's here.
They're here. Yeah. They're here now. So that's fine. And then you have the people that are just, they've been here. Last time they were in Pittsburgh, there were 9. They're now 49. They still look at themselves as, they're huge Pirate fans, they're huge Steeler fans. They're Pittsburgh. They bleed the black and gold of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But they've been here 4 times as long as they've been wherever they were.
I was thinking about the Penguins and you. Yeah.
They have no memory of where they were. And all they know is they love their team and they hate Los Angeles, but yet they're here. And then
here's a poser.
Then there's those people. So there's all the people from, and if you get into the business, nobody is from here. Everybody's from Chicago, New York, Boston. Tons of Boston, tons
San
of Chicago, tons of New York. None of them like any of the teams out here. They all love their teams. They all hate Los Angeles. And then there's a handful of people like Drew and I who were born here and our self-esteem. We've been so beaten up by the minorities who don't know where they are and the strong-willed guys from Buffalo that we just sort of hang our heads and admit our town sucks. That's about it.
That's it?
Yeah, if you'd said something bad about L.A., there would have been
no reaction.
Who's
going to react?
Well, it's as if you'd said something bad about the prison you were staying in. What are you going to do? Yeah, we hate the warden. Yeah, we do too.
Yeah,
that sucks.
He's not nice.
Your prison sucks. Yeah, tell me about it. That's where I'm living. Right. Sucks. Yeah,
although, by the way, we are able to say bad things about Florida and nobody reacts.
Yeah, that's true.
Florida's actually worse than California.
No, just
it was worse than any place.
Yeah. All right, so Seth.
Yeah.
Your other question.
From Detroit.
From Detroit. And this is something you probably get a kick off, Adam. I think I'm the only black guy that's named Seth.
I was thinking about that, and yeah, there are not a whole lot of Seths.
No,
that's why I asked if his name was Seth. I mean, if he was black.
Also,
no black Seth.
Hold on, Anderson, stop talking.
I was freaking out. He's black Seth. I'm freaking out.
There's not a lot of black Seths. I also noted on the show last night that Ross was the most popular name that no one was actually named.
Yeah, that was
except Ross Porter, Ross Pro. Ross, and your last name, Pete, whatever, fill in the
blank. There's nobody named, no one knows anyone named Ross, even though it's a hugely popular name that everyone's aware of.
Ross Marks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You come up with one guy when you scoot Ross through Marks. 500 in your Rolodex, but I mean, it's not that many Rosses.
Ross. No, that's true.
Yeah, you're right.
Even the only Ross on TV is a fictitious Ross from Friends.
Yeah.
All right, Seth.
He's not fictitious.
My question was... Just some tips. I actually got another question too, but the reason why I really called was any main tips of me wanting to get into radio. What kind of advice did you would give?
There's basically, I think, 2 ways to get in radio. Would you agree, Adam? One is to go to a radio station in Detroit and apply for an internship.
Okay. Just show up. Yeah.
And show enthusiasm and work hard.
You can squat a radio station, but you get there early. And you get there off, and you'll eventually be the program director because you got there first. It's all about who got there first.
But that isn't typically where people get to be on air. If you're interested in
being, it'll work.
It can, but on air, typically, historically, people go to some tiny little markets, talk their way onto an overnight shift where they work for free, usually for quite some time.
Right.
Generate some tapes of yourself and try to get some better shifts going.
Well,
and then
never
send
it, happen.
Send those things to program directors around the country. And
Seth,
there's a broadcasting school in my area.
Don't do that. Do not do. I've never talked to anybody. Anybody in this radio station go to broadcasting school?
Well, there's only two guys that are on the radio in this radio station.
Chris, broadcasting school? No.
Oh, Anderson, well, he goes to junior college, so broadcasting school may be in your future, Chris.
Cool.
Chris, living at home.
Chris, you could use a little broadcasting.
I had my own show at the junior college. So that's cool.
There you go.
You did? All right.
Same way with stand-up. I mean, I've never met anyone that's taken a stand-up class that's ever been. You just show up at a club and start going up.
I always tell people to stay away from those classes.
Never. And never read a book on stand-up. Just go on stage, start talking about your dick.
Yeah.
That's all you do. I'm serious. It's all you do.
Or your poo.
Or your poo. That's
or watch other comedy. Watch comedians and, you know, go watch live comedy. See what they do right, what you like.
Yeah. And just start doing that.
Yeah.
And that's all you got to do.
Thing.
Yeah. I remember back in the day when I was playing like the deli smoke or open mics, 5 minutes talking about Patton's dick, you know, just people.
Oh, yeah. It worked. Talk about my dick, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're talking about my, that's how Brian got his start.
I have 20 minutes on
Patton's dick. But that was the talk radio.
Comedy Central Half Hour was about Brian.
That's what those things do. What's your talk radio? And that's.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. There's no sort of apprenticeship for talk. You know what I mean? It's a weird.
Okay, but here's the thing. There's less mystery and more hard work to all this stuff that seems sort of out there and cosmic and nebulous and all this sort of stuff. Which is, you want to do stand up? Start doing stand up. Start waiting in line. Start going to open mics. Yeah, do it wherever you can and do it for free. Radio. Show up at a radio station. Intern. Drive the van. Do whatever you can, but never turn down an opportunity and do things for free. And as far as
do
the
things
class,
for free,
as far as the class stuff goes, okay. But a couple things. Yeah. Quiet down with it. Put the finger down.
Put the finger down.
It's not time for you to put the finger up yet. Here's the thing. Don't chart your future. People do way too much of this. Start moving forward. Just start. Get in the boat and start sailing toward the horizon. Yeah. Don't worry about where the destination is going to be. Just start moving forward. Also, nothing hurts. You can take a class. It's fine. It's not going to guarantee anything. It's not going to screw up. You can take an acting class.
No,
you can take an improv class.
Fingers up.
Yes.
Yes, you can, but there's an opportunity cost to all these classes. The broader your experience of life and education, the more you bring to talk,
exactly.
Comedy, whatever it is. That's why people who are in front of a camera or up in front of, behind a mic are not people that studied how to use a microphone. They're people that studied life and human experience and had interesting experiences.
Right, but it all becomes a sort of a collection that ends up
coalescing.
Yeah. Coalescing, whatever that word
is. But with comedy, you definitely have to stay away from those schools because
just
going to have to unlearn everything that you
learned. It's a massive waste of your money. And also, people don't understand the other thing the schools teach you that's so wrong is that, you know, it's crucial, your early years. Your first 5 to 6 years in comedy are, you can do, they don't matter. You can do whatever you want. No one will ever hear about it. No one will ever see you. Just try different things out. It doesn't matter. I would say that in any career.
Right.
If you're writing and making films, just write stuff. No one will ever read it. Just get good.
Right. And it always bothers me a little bit when someone's an actor or comedian or performer and you ask them what they're doing and they're not doing anything. They're just going out on auditions. You got to do stuff. You got to do it for free. You have to do it often.
Because you like doing it.
And you have to do it because you're compelled to do it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's go get some coffee and complain about our huge salaries. All right?
I think I overdid that whole part. I broadcasted for free for 10 years.
10 years of free broadcasting.
And my first gigs as a comedian, I didn't get paid, but I was just...
The fact that I was booked
was so exciting. Yeah, right. It was beer money.
It wasn't money you could actually live off of.
It was just my name misspelled in a newspaper somewhere. Look at that. See, I'm a professional. Literally not getting paid.
Taught comedy traffic school for Let Us Amuse You. Yeah.
Oh, even these guys are impressed by that, Adam.
Yeah. Lettuce. Let Us Amuse You.
Lettuce.
We will... That's like, you got to do a 7-hour.
Why lettuce?
Because when you think produce, you think automobiles.
It's so funny, Brian.
That's pretty hilarious.
The turn of the phrase. It's so funny.
Well, here's
or was it like a head of lettuce with a microphone?
No. It was so
that was their logo.
It was such a horrible gig. And the whole thing is people could have gone to the Sears driving school for $18, but they paid $23 to hear something funny. And the pressure was on. And let me tell you this. When you teach traffic school and you're like at the Caneo Y at on Sunday morning at 8:06 and people are staggering into that place, they're not pissed at themselves for speeding. They're not pissed at the cop that pulled them over. They're pissed at you. Yeah. Like when they show up, you're the reason why they have to kill a Sunday talking about passive restraints. Yeah. All right. Miserable. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. All right, everybody. It's Love Line.
I will say poop.
Yeah. Hey, two hot young comedians currently work in the L.A. scene in studio tonight.
Making the scene.
Yeah, making the L.A. scene. Brian Posehn's here tonight. Patton Oswalt also here tonight. You know, from King of Queens. And Just Shoot Me. And, of course, the Crank Yankers, the fabulous, beloved Crank Yankers.
And his new CD, which we're going to hear.
Yes.
If we do one more call, then we'll hear him.
Hold on a second. Don't cut me off, Drew. I was doing a Crank Yanker plug there, goddammit. Tuesday nights on Comedy Central. New season coming up very soon here in July. All right. Yes. Feeling Kinda Patton is the name of the new CD. Mm-hmm. We are going to hear a little nugget off of it, and then we have to cut it real fast because he drops like the MF.
Get a little Dick Cheney.
He's got a potty mouth.
Yeah.
And, you know, speaking of Cheney, found out he was doing a little cussing on the Senate floor last week. If you think that makes me not like him,
no,
you're talking to the wrong guy. Like, they always do, like, he told another senator to blow him. And it's like, yeah. Like, once in a while they do stuff like that, and you think, who's this? Now, I didn't like him before. Now,
yeah, he finally got a check on the good side.
Yeah, exactly.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was nice. Okay, I'm coming around.
Throwing down Wu-Tang style. All right, good.
A human after all.
Yeah, that's all you want. Yeah, like, I don't know why, whenever they try to make news out of someone, especially a politician being anything other than a robot, mm-hmm. and actually having some feeling or emotional mm-hmm. or crying or swearing or something, I don't know who that hurts them with, but no one I know. You know what I mean? When you find out that the guy shed a tear over something or freaked out and blew up on somebody or
rage. The Republicans tried to make a big deal about how Kerry called a Secret Service guy a douchebag.
Really?
He was like a douchebag. And then they're like, oh, and then people liked Kerry even more. I call people douchebags all the time.
That's a great
name. That's one of my favorite names to call people.
I call my friends douchebag. Hey, douchebag, what movie are we going to?
Adam calls them douche nozzle.
I was trying to get the
The douche nozzle. Yeah.
Yeah. Because
I love that.
Because to me,
that's a Baltimore phrase.
You focus on the bag, but the nozzle's really the mm-hmm. business end.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you dumb douche nozzle.
And Carlos, it's great for behind the wheel. Shake your ass, you douche nozzle! Sounds good.
Yeah.
And it also works like, Jesus, Frank, you still framing the house? You got a bunch of these union douche nozzles taking a break every 10 minutes. It works that way.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah, it's nice. All mm-hmm. right, so let's try to work douche nozzle and douche bag, and let's try to work the entire douche apparatus into our next phone call.
Douche receipt.
But we want to, I don't know if that technically counts.
No.
We want to hear a little something from Patton Oswalt.
After the next call.
Yeah, after the next call?
Yeah.
Where are they? All right.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh. What's wrong? What's wrong with laughing
now? Let's do it right now.
Should
let's
we laugh
right
now.
All right.
Yeah.
All right,
we need
Chris,
a little laughter.
What do you think? You cool? Anderson? You queued up there?
You ready to jump in at the MF-er?
Get ready.
Their swearing comes at the end. So
this is a great setup here, guys. When does that happen exactly? Why wasn't it fixed over there?
Chris
what the
is
hell
on
is going
it. Chris,
on?
Chris has got it. He's got it.
Chris has it.
Here we go.
How does Chris have it? He has no edit over there.
He's going to stop it.
He's gonna throw a cup of coffee on the board.
That's all right. Here we go.
All right. Here we go. Laugh it up, everybody.
Here's some facts about midgets a lot of you probably don't know. I read this in Discover magazine. Don't dispute me. If you hit a midget on the head with a stick, he turns into 40 gold coins. You know that? 40 glittering gold coins you can take to the market and buy a fine fat goose for your goodly wife. Also, if you throw a midget into a tub of hot water, he makes sleepy time tea. Oh, isn't that great? A big tub of chamomile. Thanks, Mr. Scoops.
And then I start cursing.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, and then you go into the, you say the N-word?
Yeah. It's a very racist album. No. Wow. If you don't like black people, you should get this album.
Oh, wow.
Black people, women, and cripples. I don't like them, and that's why I put this album out.
I don't dislike black people, but I do consider myself intolerant. So would I like it?
Oh, you'd listen to it on the treadmill.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It'll get you to your target heart rate, I'll tell you that.
Well, I was really enjoying do you have any other midget facts or trivia about
that? Yeah, what was the third one? It was something Brian and I actually were riffing that in an office one day, and then I took it for my own because I'm greedy and I only care about myself.
And I was like, I wanted it.
And I was you know what? I rushed onto Conan and did that bit.
Yeah, but wasn't the other one?
The third one.
If you kick a midget in the nuts, he turns into eight squirrels.
Turns into eight squirrels, and they run off.
Scurry away.
And then our friend Jerry said, but be careful, because if you lose a fight to a midget, you become one.
Wow.
Yeah, it's true. Because at the beginning of time, there was only one midget, and everyone's like, come on, dude. And I look around, they're everywhere.
It's a good point.
And I go, just walk away.
Yeah,
the bigger man, literally.
Yeah, how else could there have been gotten here, you know?
I mean, people kept picking fights, and midgets can kick your ass.
Well, I've seen their calves.
They are they can stop bullets.
Yeah.
You can't drown them. They can live 14 days underwater.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they can.
Do they?
14 days.
What's the life? Do they live longer?
Oh, boy, much.
Like into the hundreds of years?
Hundreds and hundreds.
Yeah, I mean, there's like midgets from the Wizard of Oz that are
600 years old.
Yeah, still walking around. Yeah.
Just medieval midget? Oh, yeah. That's a UPN show.
And they all guard magic shields. If you can get them to tell you where their magic shield is, they'll...
I don't know, I was thinking about the midget... midget years. Yeah, probably should have stopped at a certain point, Pat.
I think so.
That's all right. We're riffing.
That's why I wanted to take a call.
Well, let me just say this. I was thinking about midget years when we were talking about this, and then I was thinking about dog years, and I was thinking about while you were gone, Drew Schwarzenegger had this idea about it taking from six days to like
worst.
3 days. It's none of the things. He wanted to take dogs and cats that were in kennels and put them to sleep earlier.
Yeah.
Not have them sit around for 6 days. Yeah. Put them to sleep in 3 days. And by the way, sort of like Cheney swearing. It's such a crazily unpopular stance. I sort of liked him for it. I thought to myself, wow. That's a horrible, unpopular stance, and that took balls.
Yeah.
But anyway, I sort of liked him just for taking a crazy stance. And by the way, he's given up on it. I think Betty White put some pressure on him.
The very next day, he changed his mind.
Yeah, he caved.
The next day, because somebody told him, come on, give me a break.
Well, because they reprogrammed him to be a Terminator for good. You know, he protects the dogs and cats.
But here is my argument, and it's the argument I think I would have used if I was Schwarzenegger, which is, listen.
Yeah, but still.
But I keep that in my hip pocket for the very end of the game.
For the press conference.
I would have said, look, it's not, first off, it's not 6 days. It's like 36 days or 42 days because dog years are 7 years to 1 year. So that ain't 6 days. I mean, if you got years, you got days. You know what I mean? It breaks down into dog hours and dog minutes. It's not just dog years. It's not like they got a 24-hour day, they got a 7-day week, but 7 years.
But they live in
one.
But they live in our world.
But they got dog years. They got dog years. Do you understand?
They sleep six times in a day.
A 12-year-old dog is 85. You see what I'm saying?
No,
so if I was Schwarzenegger, I'd be like, don't look at it as 6 days. Look at it as 42 days being cut down to like 31 days or something like that. You see what I'm saying?
That's the smartest thing that Arnold's ever said.
It would have been.
Yeah, exactly.
It would have been great if he said that, though, and he was dead serious about it.
Didn't Hitler put forth Jew years or something along the same lines?
I don't know, but I'll tell you right now, he's probably up there in heaven just looking down at us. Again, he made it on a technicality. We talked about it
getting
earlier.
Getting a back rub from Amelia Earhart right now.
That's right. Brian? Oh, not this Brian, but caller Brian.
Hello?
Caller Brian, you're 24.
Yeah, I'm calling because this is a question for Dr. Drew, basically.
Yeah.
I met a girl online in March, and...
it's a dude.
Hello?
And go ahead.
Yeah, we got together, and we got into a hotel and stuff like that. And I was rubbing around on her kind of like down there, you know, before I actually did the deed. Mm-hmm. But I put a condom on before we actually had sex, right? But a few days later, I had the burning sensation when I was peeing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I went to the doctor, and it turned out I had chlamydia.
What do you mean you're rubbing around down there? What does that mean?
I was rubbing around down there without the condom on.
With his hand down there.
No.
With your penis?
With my penis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, before I put the condom on. I didn't put it in. I just kind of rubbed around
down
there
a little bit.
Yeah,
that's a class move.
And it turned out I got chlamydia.
Too, once in a while.
From that, you know.
Well, if the tip, if the urethra tip touches any secretions, you're in. That's it.
Yeah, that's a petri dish down
there. I usually
do
that when they're sleeping.
Well, I was surprised that I got chlamydia.
Well, that's more of a rummaging, isn't it, Brian? It's not rubbing.
And it's not my penis either.
No, but it's more.
It's
a penis he stole from the morgue.
Yeah, it's more the raccoon in the dumpster, right?
And so Brian, what is the question?
Yeah.
Well, the question is, I was kind of surprised that I got chlamydia, and the doctor told me that, it was obvious that something got in there, so it's possible that I had HIV also.
Yeah, but that's unlikely.
I was wondering what the statistics were because I know it's harder for males to get HIV.
All right, listen, Brian. Look, you're fine. You're a straight guy.
No, cool. No. But they told me that I could have it. You know.
Yeah, of course you could have it.
We all could have it.
Did you get a test?
Oh, I haven't had a test yet because I'm kind of
Okay, let me explain something, and this is one way
to find out.
This is why I don't like
that's
all
a fun 2 weeks.
The rhetoric around the HIV stuff. Look, the straight guys rarely get it in the United States. You see all these commercials where it's like, yeah, everyone can get it. Everyone has just as great a chance as getting it as the next guy. Doesn't matter if you're working a glory hole in Africa or just a white insurance adjuster in Omaha. You have the same statistical chance. Yeah, so now all that serves to do is freak the guy out in Omaha. Meanwhile, the guy working the glory hole never hears the goddamn commercial. Right. So we're all walking around freaked out like idiots. You're not going to get it. It's like secondhand smoke. They just make this stuff up. You're fine. You're a straight guy. You hooked up. You had some nice straight rummaging around with your penis. You're fine.
Here's the deal. Wear a condom more religiously.
And here's the thing, too. Don't bother rubbing your dork all over the vagina and then putting the condom on.
That's right. This is like
wearing a shower cap and putting your head in the toilet before you get in the shower. What are you doing?
The only thing I just took from that is I'm going to Africa.
That's right.
With a condom.
You're going to work that glory hole.
Get the HIV
test.
Man,
the glory hole.
And learn, know something about the people you're going to bed with, too. Because certainly the way you do put yourself at risk is by sleeping with IV drug users. And who knows who this woman is.
Wait a minute. I can get AIDS putting my head in a toilet?
Yeah, that's what we say.
All right.
Without a condom.
You lost me in the middle of it.
Without a shower cap, I mean. Here we go. Yeah. Here we go. Moving along.
There's a great billboard in West L.A. that said, it's got a couple of gay guys on there. And it said, we didn't come out to smell your secondhand smoke, and it's like 1-800-NO-BUTS or whatever. First off, the no butts with the gay billboard. Someone really needs to think this through. Like, they need one straight guy on the panel to raise his hand, actually to be laughing like a maniac. And then put, and by the way, that's
it's just pointing.
There's a great hand up while laughing posture. You know, head down, you got to get a straight guy on there. And then, secondly, listen, gays, don't worry about our straight guy secondhand smoke. You guys got bigger fish to fry than that, namely your parents. You deal with your parents first, then worry about secondhand smoke, all right? Worry about hepatitis C, and then worry about your parents, and then worry about secondhand smoke, all right? All right? Just focus on that, would you? Jesus Christ. I'm gonna call the gay cigarette hotline to rat out my buddy who was smoking on Santa Monica. Yeah, he's medium height, medium weight guy. I think he may be straight. Yeah, look for him. He'll smell like cigarettes. Smell his hand. Guys, give him a good beating. Jesus Christ, what's going on in this city? There's nothing. We got no bigger fish to fry than this. How about the goddamn graffiti that's everywhere?
What about the traffic?
How about the traffic? What about the graffiti? How about the particles? By the way, Los Angeles has a airborne particle problem that is second to Calcutta, and that's about it. I mean, we got serious airborne particle things. We're all going to die of lung cancer because of that. Listen, homos, don't worry about the secondhand smoke. It's the least of your problems.
Can you even see us right now, Adam? Are we even here right now?
Are you like on a level of doom that you're just yelling at demons? I can't take any more talk about second. You know, here's what's going on in this. I swear to God, here's what goes on in Los Angeles. There's graffiti everywhere. There's crime everywhere. And there's dust particles of the size of Frisbees 9-year-olds are inhaling. And yet, we got to have a press conference because we're going to outlaw smoking on the beach. Really? It's just this overcompensation. We have no problems. We have three of the most congested intersections in the world within a 5-mile radius, and we're having press conferences out on the beach because guys are lighting up cigarettes in an 80-knot wind out 100 yards from the shore. Really? This is where our focus is? This is it? What are we doing? Let's get it going. Let's go. Let's break it down. Let's get a hand in. Let's prioritize, people. Am I right? And listen, grab a knee. That helmet, not a chair. All right, gentlemen? Here's that term loosely. All right, we got to take a break. True, quiet down.
Come on, ladies.
Fired up. That's all right, ladies. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's the Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Dear, dear, dear friends and friends of the show and hot young comedians currently making the L.A. scene. Patton Oswalt here tonight as well as dear friend and second hot, good-looking comedian working the L.A. scene, Brian Posehn here.
They're recently in a campaign to end secondhand smoke.
Yes.
Yeah, we got to get Kerry in office, and these guys are going to be doing a little fundraiser over at the Knitting Factory over in Hollywood on Wednesday night. It's going to be an all-star lineup, not nearly the one they had earlier. You know, the week before. But
Sarah Silverman will be
Sarah
there.
Sarah Silverman's going to be there. Yeah. Dear friend.
Yeah, Adam would be there if he were not being carved on that very same day.
Super funny. Yeah, Sarah's great. Like,
isn't Zach doing it too? Zach Galifianakis
is really funny. So
guy.
Hilarious.
Zach is...
Such a good... The lineup's kind of amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you something. There's many stand-ups who suck. These ones don't. The Sarah Silvermans of the world, very funny stand-up. Yeah. And Zach... Very funny.
Man.
It's too bad everyone hates him. Because he's really funny.
He cracks me up.
Yeah. He is great. When he brought his brother on the Kimmel show and sort of femme brother coaches
Seth Galifianakis.
Football. Yeah, it's awesome. All right. Let's talk to Mike, who's 20. Mike?
Hi.
What's happening?
I've actually got a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I'm 20 years old. Mm-hmm. I've been with 8 sexual partners. Mm-hmm. And
that's
just
awesome.
Wow.
Sorry. I just don't really enjoy sex.
Hmm.
My longest relationship, besides the one I'm in now, has been like 3 weeks.
Uh-huh. So you, now that you don't enjoy sex, you have trouble with relationships, trouble with intimacy.
It's a good way to entice the ladies, though. Like, he probably said that to number 7, you know, like, I'm not into it. I haven't found anyone to really
enjoy it. You know, guys like this guy, women cannot get enough of. When they're like, man, I'm just not into it.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I'll save him.
Yeah.
Well, I'll change him.
I'll be on your...
He hasn't met me yet.
Yeah, you wait. I see. See what I do to your crank. You'll see.
I wish I could
can
fake
I
that.
Now?
If I could fake what you've got, dude. Oh my God.
Yeah. Because no matter how cool my mouth is, I have the smell of desperation.
Oh yeah.
Gives it away.
I'm like a serial killer at a rest stop. Like, they can just smell it on me.
So, Mike, what's going on?
My question for you is: is there any reason why, or?
Will you tell me? Do you have troubled relationships growing up?
Well, my dad abandoned me long ago. Can't stand him.
Yeah.
And I've just never really had a long-term relationship.
Where's your mom?
My mom, great mom. She raised me.
All right, listen, I'm going to fall asleep.
All right, the fact is, though, that...
If I don't hear myself rant about secondhand smoke
there's a couple ways to approach this. One is to, first of all, have a biological assessment to make sure that you don't have a prolactin secreting tumor or something that's lowering your testosterone level that make you not as sort of driven towards sex as a normal 20-year-old male. The other thing is to look into the emotional health. You might be depressed. That might make it difficult for you. And it may be he has interpersonal issues as well. He may have trouble with intimacy. And finally, he may just need to find the right relationship.
Get some therapy, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Or just take some time off and do not have sex. And
yeah, man. Believe me, you'll start to miss it.
Watch Spider-Man 485 times in 3 days.
Easy.
All right, I'm sorry.
Shut up.
India?
Is that possible, even?
You know, I think if we could get into a Tesseract situation where we could fold time in on itself, indeed we could watch Spider-Man 485 times. Are you done?
India?
Did you make it? Oh, good.
Yeah. Hi, what's going on? 13.
13.
Yeah.
You've been on hold for 97 minutes, even though it says your dad killed himself when you were three.
Yeah, 3 months old, actually.
3 months?
3 months old. I don't really know him at all.
All right. Well, there's no good time for a dad to kill himself, but if there was, that would be it.
Yeah.
All right, so now what?
Knowing him. And Adam?
Yes.
I love you.
Thanks.
You are a genius. I love you.
Bad sign.
And if you're in control of the world, everything would be so much
worse.
Better.
Oh, my God.
I'm so scared.
Dr. Drew, you're awesome, too, you know?
Now we're out of time. You've been on hold for 97 minutes and 17 seconds.
We got to call you back tomorrow night, okay, India? Or Monday.
Monday, yeah. Oh, we get a day off. Yeah. Sorry, baby doll. What are you going to do? All right, listen, we got to take a break. Well,
nothing we can do about it.
There's really nothing Drew could have done in the last 97 and a half minutes except for take her call at some point during the body of the show. All right. She's 13. She's calling from Idaho. Her dad killed herself. She's fine. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. That's the show.
I just remembered I'm going to do one of these 3 a.m. wake up and do news.
Cry me a river. You haven't even been here for a week. What are you talking about?
Just saying.
All right.
Yeah,
tomorrow?
But still.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning.
All right. We'll go to bed.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah. No, actually, I think you started about 45 minutes ago. I want to thank some people. I want to thank phone screener Brian for doing a great job. I want to thank the magic fingered one, the Liberace of the potentiometers, engineer Anderson. Engineer, junior engineer Chris for doing a great job. Say hi to your mom when you get home. And 27, still living at home. I want to thank junior producer Lauren and producer Ann and who else am I missing? Of course, Brian and Patton. And
ow,
you can catch those guys this Wednesday at the Knitting Factory and also get Patton's album. Feeling Kind of Patton is the name of the CD. So until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
If you lose a fight to a midget, you become one.
Wow.
Yeah, it's true.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.